Let's go off target for a minute. Last time I was here to visit you, you told me a little bit of the story about the Harvard Mark I and the dedication ceremony and such. Do you want to tell me that story from the beginning on tape now? As you remember it?
I don't remember the story I told you.
Well,
so or how I, what part of it I told you? My principal point was to again re-emphasize the fact that that IBM was encouraged in building it. Why? I'm impressed from Mr. Aiken, as an instructor at Harvard, and Mr. Bryce had been one of the people who'd gone up to Harvard in the very early days when it was a should we do it or not sort of situation. I think it started actually. Must have started about 1938, and it was one of those things that were continued in the war without being interrupted by the. Wasn't put on the side when the war started, and we were put. All the rest of the engineers were told to do war work, any jobs that they could. But we got started fairly slowly, and the lake, the machine was built right there in Mr. Lake's department. But the only problems we got into were essentially the bitter end. The construction went ahead fairly steadily through the early period of the war, but when Aiken went and put on his Navy uniform, he essentially left this thing to take care of itself and let some of the younger people try and be a complete contact with Harvard. Until it was finished, we had real difficulty in getting any further, just direct guidance from him. It's a little bit of a hassle right now, I think, because some people are saying that. The thing I was thinking about was just this recent correspondence on why the Harvard machine had 24 places of arithmetic.
Right.
Which as far as I can recall, was determined entirely by the fact that he wanted a strictly digital machine with no floating point capability. In other words, he wanted to be able to have a number.
Right.
He wanted a decimal point to stay put.
Yes.
We later varied it in various ways. And with greater knowledge, but Aiken was just the sort of person who was literally minded. But it's obvious to almost anybody that you don't need 24 place position for describing almost any number. But if you don't lose the decimal point, the number may be 100 billion, or it may be a billionth of an inch.
Yes.
That was the thinking that guided him in this specifying that it should be that vague. And it was presented some, I guess he didn't realize the amount of complication that report that induced, because it really meant you had to have a lot more equipment in the machine than you, by a factor of at least two, and time, and a doubling of time by comparison with what you might have done.
Mm-hmm.
But this was essentially the first, this was to do precise work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can argue with other, figure other reasons for it.
I know
the Harvard problem didn't burst until Aiken decided to pre-announce the event of his dedication at Harvard. Things were going ahead very smoothly. About a year before, when the machine was running in Endicott, and the senior people at Harvard came up to take a look at it. Everything was going fine. I mean, we had a very interesting one-day meeting. I was fortunate enough to be included with them and showed them what they were having. It was just at that time, the machine was just an open machine in a test assembly area.
Mm-hmm.
And the running was fully equipped with the stuff that was going to go in it, I think. But then, after that meeting, Mr. Watson decided it had to be covered. IBM didn't ship a machine that looked like incomplete without coverage. Mm-hmm. So I had to go out and get hold of a industrial designer to do the cover job for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting.